and they don't want to see me winning, Snoop. That's what Kodak says. But here at Flex ATX, we want to see all of our programs win, just like we're sad to see somebody lose in this Dripping Springs and Rouse game. Somebody's going to be doing the winning. Somebody's going to be doing the losing. We're going to have to say congrats to one team.
Yeah, just like Leander Georgetown.
Make a sad video for the other ones, and then someone's going to state. So it's a trying time here at the Flex ATX studios. Brought to you by 104.9 The Horn. Hour number two.
Powered by Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Go to cpdoors.com. Our big show.
Shout out Garage Doors. But it's Thursday night, man. Thursday night Flex.
You're a garage door.
I'm your host, Zach Lucero, sitting across from the baby goat himself, Mr. Nolan Hogan.
What up?
Sitting diagonal from the baby goat's cousin with the long hair. Shout out to him.
Shay.
Flow bros in there.
Yep. Shout out. A lot of hair in the studio right now.
A lot of hair.
And we are getting produced by someone with not as much hair, but not way more clout than we do, Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
Jeez, what a segue. Okay, so Paul Rodriguez, Recon Athlete, Paul Rodriguez Show. We try to have him on every week because this man, he's very knowledgeable, and he's family. What up, Paul?
And how is everything going with y'all?
Doing great, Paul. Hi, Paul, I really like the video setup that you've had. What inspired the makeup? I love the American flags and just like how you're set up. I don't know. I like the Paul Rodriguez Show setup. Tell us about it.
I appreciate that. Well, I mean, I got to give a shout out to Papa Romeo. He was the interior decorator on that front. Just, you know, showing the Americana, showing the love to the great state of Texas where we represent. But, yeah, I got to give a big shout out to my producer as well, producer James, for getting all the graphics set up so we can give, you know, the shout out to Flex ATX powered by the Horn, which we're very gracious to be here week in, week out.
Yeah, on the Horn airwaves, you feel me? I'm sure the people that are at the Dripping Springs Rouse game have gone into the game by now. But earlier we had Del Valle wide receiver Braylon James on. Just going, he's a sophomore and a half, as Zach calls him, but hadn't even played a snap of his junior season. And, you know, finally, you know, I want to say the big one came. Around here it feels bigger, getting an offer from UT, but already having an offer from Ohio State. What are your thoughts on Braylon's trajectory?
I think Braylon's ceiling is still yet to be met. I mean, we've kind of have him rated already in that upper echelon, five-star tier. And I know a lot of the private coaches are kind of pushing for him to kind of get that accolade as well. But, you know, all that stuff really doesn't matter. What it matters is his ceiling. And I think we haven't seen that quite yet. But for him being such a big body frame and the work ethic, I think that's what exudes really for him as we see him training, you know, in all these camps and all these 7-on-7 tournaments. So I just, you know, giving him the big shout out and giving the love is something we, you know, we like to do on our show, and we've routinely seen y'all do that on Flex.
Yeah, Paul, there was an article that came out or an interview or something about Coach Saban talking about if a player has transferred schools multiple times in high school, he doesn't want him. Because it shows he hasn't come from adversity. Braylon transferred schools, but it didn't work out the way that I think he planned it to. He was the number one guy at Stony Point as a freshman, transferred to Del Valle, maybe to play more of a Scottie Pippen role to Caleb Burton, get kind of some of that coverage taken off of him and put on Caleb. Then Caleb gets hurt and doesn't play, and again, he was the number one guy, and here he is sticking with it after a Del Valle season that didn't go that way. What do you think that says about Braylon and overcoming adversity, being the number one guy at Stony Point, going to Del Valle, expecting to play with Caleb Burton, but not, and still producing the way that he did last year?
So I'm going to break down your question into two parts. The first part being addressing Coach Saban's assessment, and then the second part, how he'll be, you know, contributing to Del Valle and what it could have been with Caleb. So getting to Coach Saban, I'm nobody. I'm just a regular guy with a small microphone. But I think if Coach Saban saw a highly recruited athlete who could complement his team to win national titles, I don't think he's really going to care what school he went to in high school. That's the first part. The second part is for him to come in from Stony Point and then go to Del Valle and seeing what was there. There was a very bright spot for Del Valle going in, but I think he's lucked out. I think he has the better end of the stick now with Coach Acosta coming in from IMG Academy and him and having the resources. I think that's what's being missed is that we're already seeing Coach Acosta implement his program at the Pop Warner level. And he also has an ear and an eye for social media. He is extremely active on Twitter, which is a great component that we have for the recruiting aspect. So I think Braylon's going to do just fine. I think he's going to be, you know, the big man on campus at Del Valle. And also, all of the different types of programs that Del Valle will be able to have with Tesla coming in. And, you know, Tesla's already branding with the young people who are signing on their national signing day. So for Braylon, I think he's lucking out. Would have been fun to play with Caleb, sure, but who knows? If he gets his way and Caleb gets his and Quinn gets his, maybe they'll be at Ohio State together. But you know, we'll see. I don't know.
Paul Rodriguez show on the phone. We were going to talk about Jaden Blue, I guess opting out of his senior year on the varsity level. Of course, the University of Texas committing again. Like, we've been talking a lot about college football. We are a high school football show. But, you know, this kid is a junior, well, going into his senior season and already decided not to play. What are your thoughts?
I think we've seen, especially locally, I think we've kind of seen the junior year be somewhat of a dark cloak, because we saw what happened to Caleb. We saw what happened to Leighton McRee in his junior campaign. And so it's almost like maybe it's a smart thing to kind of sit out your senior season if you already have a commitment going into college. And so maybe it's not a bad idea, but that's just my short take on it.
And Paul, another guy we were going to talk to was Hendrickson defensive lineman Cedric Roberts picking up that Boston College offer. What do you think it is? Would you agree with me when I say that both of the HHSs, Hutto High School and Henderson High School, are just factories in terms of producing Division I defensive linemen?
Now, you better believe that is a fact. For him to get that offer to Boston College tells me one of two things. One, he can play big-time ACC football, and two, he has the grades to go play at anywhere in the nation, with that being a Catholic private school. So the sky is the limit. We also saw another young player that kind of started the same way with Caleb Brown, I believe, who's now at LBJ.
Yes.
And he had that big offer from Boston College that came in early, and then the dominoes just started falling one after another. So it's exciting to see Cedric also get that love at Hendrickson. I also want to give a quick shout out too, because I just think it gets overlooked sometimes, but Nico Hall out of Aikens picking up offers from Ole Miss and A&M this week. Shout out to that big man getting it done down there at Aikens. So we guys, there's just so much great talent in the Austin area. If you're a skilled player, or if you're one of the big uglies in the mix doing hand-to-hand combat in the trenches, it's a fun time to be alive in ATX.
Yeah, Nico Hall, by the way, on Flex next week on the show, so stay tuned for that, Zach.
Yes, sir.
And Paul, I saw on social media, a post about the dead period being over. Do you have any news about that and then what that means for recruiting?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing right now, these young people are dropping their world tour of what they're going to be visiting, and that's basically what that means. Since the dead period is over, these young people at D1 schools can now go officially visit or unofficially visit to those campuses and kind of get the real proper, I think, recruiting aspect of what goes on in those ranks. But that's basically it. Is now that the deadlift period is over, they can physically go to the campus rather than communicate by Zoom or snail mail or phone calls.
Okay, Paul Rodriguez, we appreciate you talking to everything between Braylon James and Jaden Blue and, I don't know, Scarlet, Strawberry Red, I don't know. Jaden Red. Paul, thank you. As always, before we let you go, are you shouting out to anybody?
Hey, man, I love what y'all are doing, man. Appreciate the shout-out. Shout-out to Flex ATX. Go like, subscribe to everything they got going on. It's gold, people. Trust me when I tell you. I just got a small mic, but hey, I'm going to rock with it like Nas. One mic, baby.
Hey, turn up, Paul. Paul Rodriguez Show, Recon Athlete. Paul, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jenna.
It's a Flex, Zach.
Man, Austin area recruiting right now is like up emoji, 100% emoji, like little graph emoji going up. All of the emojis, especially now that the dead period's over. Hopefully we can get some Instagram takeovers or something along those lines now that some of our guys are going to be officially taking visits now. I mean, it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time to be a fan of Central Texas football. And one of the big reasons to be a fan of Central Texas football is what they got going on over at Hutto High School. Hutto High School, man, if you didn't watch them last year, they might have been down, but they moved up to 6A, which is no small task. But, man, they play an exciting brand of football. A lot of it is going to be thanks to this guy right here, LJ Martin, class of 2022. Dude is putting on in 7-on-7. Yeah. LJ Martin, man, thanks for joining the show, man. Shout out to you.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Okay, you know, we turned up for LJ, number one, you feel me? Hey, okay, so LJ, we actually talked to Braylon James earlier in the show. He's also a player that kind of got his roots started at Stony Point. Can you kind of tell us what you learned as a Tiger that you brought over to Hutto?
At the Tigers, you know what I'm saying, at Stony Point, it was really a grind out there. You know what I'm saying? We were such a good brotherhood, and we just kept working hard, so, like, I just kept that work that they can bring it to the Hippo family.
Yeah, and speaking of camps, like Zach was talking about, people are all at schools and camps, et cetera. You are a very busy man, just kind of looking at your Twitter. Can you kind of tell the public out there kind of what you got coming up as far as your off-season schedule is concerned?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of attention after this season, and a whole lot of coaches started personally inviting me, so I'm trying to connect and get everybody, you know, so I can just come through the season and probably get some offers.
And LJ, man, so watching you guys in 7-on-7, which is something I also want to touch on, You guys play such a fun brand of football, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You guys have two very, very capable quarterbacks. You guys have a receiving core and a backfield that's really off the charts. Can you talk about how fun it is to be a part of that offense over at Hutto?
Man, it's fun. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? You got Grayson with a very good personality, you know, it's in the receiver group. We just all such a good, like, brotherhood over there. We get along. The chemistry is just instantly there, you know what I'm saying? Having a young quarterback like Will just come in, man, that kid's a prodigy. It's just amazing the way he can do. And it just, like, keeps the offense moving in no matter what, who I got in, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, like, we really got some depth in our here. So we're just looking forward to what we can do in the season.
And what we've really liked from Hutto so far is watching you guys do your thing at 7-on-7. You know, we've been at the last two SQTs, that Westwood SQT. We were at the Round Rock location watching you guys ball out there, running into, like, a super randomly good College Station team. And then at that Lake Travis SQT, you guys really just took over that whole thing and winning a game against an in-district rival in Vandergrift. Can you talk about what 7-on-7 has been like this summer?
This summer, you know what I'm saying, this team has such good chemistry, and we just all brought in and started to keep working. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it's really just getting the playbook good, our steps right, and just all the connections. So we really just bought in on it and just having fun with it, honestly.
Okay, LJ Martin, Hutto Hippos. LJ, we appreciate you coming on the show. Much success to you next year. Okay, now, personally, I'm picking Hutto to win district. So I'm picking y'all from missing the playoffs to winning 25-6A straight out. But
that's a very good guess. I think you're right.
Zach.
Hey, look, LJ, real quick.
I think you're right.
Real quick, I saw the like renderings of the new football complex, the new football stadium that's getting built over at Hutto. What have you seen about that, and how excited are you for that whenever it gets finished?
Man, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be lit up all the way. It's going to be like some new gen. All the other bodies got to catch up to us, honestly. I don't love it.
Whoa. All right. Oh, man, I can't wait to check it out. You got me hyped. Right, hey, LJ, we appreciate you, man. Shout out to your family and everything. Before we let you go, who you shouting out to? Well, did you got another question, Zach? Hold on.
You got any more questions?
Hey, one more question. LJ, are y'all playing at Westwood next weekend? Do you know that SQT?
No, we're playing at Westlake.
Westlake. Okay, hey, man. We'll see you there, man. Yeah, another one. It's up, man. Hey, let's hear those shout outs, LJ. Yeah,
man, shout out to Hutto family for bringing me in. Shout out my boy Scotty. Shout out Michael Mason and all my guys.
Michael Mason a beast too, man. I be forgetting about him.
Shout out Brody's nose.
Come up. We just got him back. You know what I'm saying? He's working hard.
Yes, bro.
A lot of stuff that people don't know about. So, you know, we just coming different.
I'm telling you, Hutto, man, is going to be up. I'm Hutto and Weiss. I'm telling you, they going to shock the world this year. I'm not lying. Anyway, okay. LJ, we appreciate you. We'll see you during Westlake SQT and at State for sure. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. That was a great interview. LJ, he killed it. It's a flex. Zach.
Hey, shout out Brody Bueno's nose.
God, I hope he didn't really break his nose.
I heard he did.
It looked broken.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But kept playing, honestly. Kept playing, and that's That's the linebackers that you want to see. That's those like hard nosed. Actually, I guess maybe not that hard nosed.
I mean, it's like that picture you see of a J.J. Watt whenever he cut his head and there's just blood all over his face.
Yeah, it was very much like that.
Yeah, and he's just out there balling.
Can you call someone hard nosed if they broke their nose?
Maybe hard forehead.
Oh my God! I'm picking Brody Bueno to be district MVP.
Oh. That dude's next up in terms of offers.
He's
got to figure out what position he's going to get recruited at for the next level. And I talked to Tyler Herrick about him, and he said he saw him as an eighth grader, and he was already bigger than Tyler, who was running Division I track.
Yeah, so. Brody Bueno, man. Watch out for Hutto, period. Watch out for Lake Travis. Okay, I know Westlake is the defending Division I state champion, but I personally am picking Lake Travis to win District 26-6A. There's a lot of changeover for LT, a lot of new faces and names, but one that you got to know coming into next season, Class of 22, Max Swanson, on the phone right now. Max, we appreciate you joining the show. Thank you, fam.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's go ahead and start with 707 because we just got done talking with LJ Martin from Hutto about sevens. Do you feel like what goes on out there translates into the season? And by the way, Lake Travis is already qualified for the College Station Championship tourney. But what are your thoughts, Max?
I don't know. I feel like 707 is more of an offensive sport. But nevertheless, it's always great to compete, hang with your teammates, and play during the summer.
Yeah, so as a defensive guy, what do you focus on working on at a 7-on-7 thing?
Footwork, kind of just competing against who you're going up against, kind of just 1-on-1, really.
And I feel like it's a good opportunity to kind of learn about some of the other teams that you're going to be playing, what kind of firepower they have, what their new quarterback is looking like, what the receiver is looking like. Have you been able to kind of gather some information throughout these couple of SQTs that you've played in so far?
Oh yeah, for sure. We see how good they are, how good their athletes are. Really, see if they can ball and stuff. See if they have a good playbook. See if they have good coaches and stuff.
Yeah, Max Swanson, Lake Travis Cavaliers on the phone. Now, Max, I know I don't know if you've grown up in the Lake Travis School District or just watched the LT football legacy. But what does it mean for you to be able to put on that black and red and play for Coach Hank Carter and one of the greatest programs in the nation?
Oh, yeah, it's an honor to play for Lake Travis. You know, we got some big shoes to fill, but I think we can you'll see this year.
All right, Max, we appreciate you coming on the show. Are y'all competing in the Westlake SQT next week or no?
No, we're going to be at the Regents June 7th.
Okay, so we'll go to the Regents Tournament. Okay, and then at State, June 25th through the 26th. All right, Max Swanson, we appreciate you, fam. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm telling folks, you are a superstar in the making. Congrats on all the success and much success in the future. Before we let you go, who you shouting out to?
Shout out Cav Nation, shout out Trinette Estes and Isaac Norris.
Are they playing Trinette on both sides this year, or is he playing more receiver?
Right now he's playing just offense and spring ball, but hopefully we see him at pure safety.
Okay. Well, see, you're helping them play him on the offensive side, so it's good. Man, I'm excited about LT this year. I really am. Y'all got some beasts.
Yes,
all right, Max, thank you, fam. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's a flex. Zach?
Yeah, I mean Lake Travis having good DBs has really kind of been part of the recipe for them to win 7-on-7. I mean, 7-on-7 too, but for them to win big time games and really go far in the playoffs. I mean, that year they beat the Woodlands in the state championship. They sent
Austin Hiller went to Northwestern.
They put D1 defensive back.
James Bailey went to Fresno State. They do, yes. I'm telling you, Lake Travis, low key. They're, you look at players like the quarterbacks Baker and Griffin, but then Garrett Wilson is coming. You see, Kate Brewer still at Texas. This is his fifth year, but he's still repping. So
Austin Hiller was low key one of the best defensive backs to come out of the area.
Yeah,
I think in history,
he was out. He was outstanding, no doubt. All right,
he's Chance Waugh's level, he was that impactful.
R.I.P. Chance Waugh. All right, on that note, let's go to break. Thanks to Max Swanson. Shout out Lake Travis. We'll be back. It's a flex.
Up for sale.
I remember working on those in practice.
For the Raiders in the second. No runs on no hits. No one left on.
In high school, we had a shout-out Coach Reeves, who's now the head coach at Cedar Ridge, doing very well. He's already had over 100 program wins since he's been at Cedar Ridge. But we had a sign for fake bunt.
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah, exactly. See,
fake it's bunt?
Yeah, so fake bunt, but then actually bunt.
So you show it, pull back, then lay it down as a drag?
Then lay it down, yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of movements.
That's a lot of dexterity.
We had one when, if like the game was really close, we'd like, and there was like runner on third or runners on first and third, we'd have the runner steal, and the guy would show bunt and pull the bat back like in the catcher's trail,
yeah.
So he can't see the ball as well.
Yeah.
And try and steal a base or a run off that.
Coach Reeves was real big on the baseline isn't the baseline until you establish it.
Mm-hmm.
So he had like some wacky stuff.
That's crazy.
Some Javi Baez type stuff.
I could not afford to play baseball. So as soon as I outgrew my first glove, my parents were like, "No, you got to play something else, fam." Bad. I got this dope Rawlings glove, nice leather glove. I don't know how much they paid for it, but I outgrew it in like a year. They're like,
but speaking of playing in other sports, let's talk about Jaden Blue,
mm-hmm.
running back at Klein Kane up in Houston, junior. So class of 22, going into his senior year, already committed, hard commit to the University of Texas. He's like the number one or one of the top running backs in his class in the nation.
And
he's recently announced that he's not going to play football his senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying this because he is going to focus on training for college, for training to take his talents from Houston to Austin and for Coach Sarkisian. And we had a pretty good discussion about that during the break. Paul Rodriguez from Recon Athlete was able to kind of give his take on it. But do you think as a player, is this a good idea? And then as a coach, do you want to see this as a college coach, Nolan?
As a player, it's really tough. There's two sides to every coin. Like you could say, yeah, I mean,
there is two sides. Every
like
time.
Every time you see these situations a lot. You see, I mean, this is a whole other level, but Nick Bosa, he was at Ohio State, hurt his knee, and he was like, I'm already set to be drafted top 10 in the NFL draft. Why do I need to play my senior year and stay or even play at all? And he left Ohio State and trained and still now performing at the high level that he is. But for high school, those games are kind of crucial for a senior to be playing with those teammates and to be building your game reps, because the game is not something you can get back. And taking those games off could lead to some other things, but it's really hard to tell.
And I mean, in college, again, this is a high school sports show, but we're talking about a high schooler. That is a Division I bound high schooler, which
University of Texas,
which we just talked to Braylon James, who could very well do the same thing. He's that caliber of athlete. But in college, when the Bosa did it, you have to already have been in college. So mm-hmm. he's not a freshman in college.
Nope.
He's not 18. He's been in college, and at that point, these NFL coaches are looking at these players and drafting these players, thinking this guy is going to come and play for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
When Texas offers Jaden Blue, when LSU offered, when Coach Orgeron offered Braylon James, when Dabo Swinney offered Cade Klubnik as a junior, as a sophomore, whatever, they're not thinking this kid's going to play, this sophomore that I'm evaluating right now, it's going to come start for me next year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're recruiting off of projections.
Yeah.
Oh, how does this kid project his junior year, his senior year, his next year, and you're not doing it, and I think it's such a slippery slope that your cousin who's not on the mic was saying it's just a slippery slope. It's hard to justify, but it's also hard to say it's wrong.
Yeah, because I mean, just as easily he plays one of those games, and God forbid an O-lineman falls on his leg, and he can't walk.
With the kid for that went to Ohio State, the running back from LaGrange. J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins.
Who's now with Baltimore.
Everyone was like super hyped for his senior year. He was going to go crazy. Yeah. Like very highly recruited running back. Committed to Ohio State in the first game of the season. I remember being in here with Matt Southall doing the show. first game of the season, he like tears his Achilles or something like that. And that's why you don't play. But,
the examples are numerous. I mean, Elijah Higgins at Bowie.
Didn't play.
Didn't really play. I think he played like three games.
But it was very limited play.
Nate Yarnell, Lake Travis, this past season.
Yeah.
Pitt commit. Really didn't play. There's a lot. And the more that I'm bringing up, I'm like.
There's even more, yeah.
Paul brought up Lake McRae. At Lake Travis, the tight end who was an original Texas commit and then committed to USC.
But then he didn't play and then did play his senior year, right?
No.
But I feel like he did play a little bit, no?
A little bit.
But he wasn't as productive.
Right, correct.
So that's almost even more of a lose-lose situation is what if you're rated this high and you do play and you don't do well? What does that do to your rankings versus not playing at all? So,
all right.
And I think it's also another good example, another side of the coin that has two sides, says Nolan.
Yes. So wise.
Is Caleb Burton. Caleb Burton really hasn't played.
Not much.
Not much.
Since his really freshman year.
Right. And this is a five-star kid, one of the, in some publications, the top receiver in this year's class.
Absolutely.
And he hasn't played.
Since his freshman year. A little bit his sophomore
If he
year.
Didn't play this year. Which is
he would have only played 1 year of high school ball. That is,
which is kind of up in the air if you're following the Caleb Burton kind of saga at all. Which because we've heard that he's going to Lake Travis, but that isn't finalized and what happens with that. But if he doesn't play, he's still going to Ohio State,
and he's still the top ranked receiver and a five star athlete.
I don't think we've seen it happen that someone loses their ranking for not playing.
All right, let's take a quick break to have more stimulating conversations with Zach, Nolan.
See you on the other side of the coin.
Shay, see you on, wow, it's a flex.
Hello? Hello, Mr.
Man, it's crazy. Nolan's cousin Shay just made this beat on GarageBand right now. Yeah. He's playing it.
He's doing it on his phone as we listen.
Man, it's Flex ATX Thursday night. We're almost done. This is probably like the last segment.
It is.
This is the last segment.
Yeah, the last segment, 10 minutes.
That's crazy. We've had a great show. Had some real tantalizing conversation, acting like we're actually radio hosts these days. But Flex ATX, at FLX ATX on all social media. I'm your host of the radio show, Zach Lucero, at Zach Ain't Whack on all social media, just like at FLX ATX. I'm sitting on the other side of the glass from a legend. We're all graced to be in his presence. You are all so lucky to get to hear him on the radio twice a day on Thursdays because he also produces Light the Tower with Jeff Howe and Craig Way. That is Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
What up?
Okay.
Wow. Man, really, like, the whole applause thing really does give the show a whole nother energy.
It really does. It really gets you hyped. Just like I'm hyped to be sitting diagonal from the cousin. The nephew of the actual goat, Aaron Hogan, and his name, I just found out, is Shay. Shout out to Shay. And across from me is the son of that very same goat, Mr. Nolan Hogan.
What up?
Now that I've taken 6 minutes to do the intro.
No, it's fine. Shay actually had a really good take on the coaching deal with kids who don't play much high school football. Can y'all rehash that, or is he
you want to say something, Shay?
He's on two, Snoop.
It was a great take. I was just wondering if you can just re-give your
little
take.
Little recap. What were you saying about the? Oh, here.
Yeah, let him borrow the headphones.
College coaches.
Oh yeah, he needs to hear himself.
And their.
Ideas. There you go.
Are college coaches recruiting kids that don't play the senior year?
Oh yeah, basically, you know, if I'm a coach.
But talk into the mic, Shay.
Sorry.
We're gonna teach him how to radio
debut. Time.
Yeah, radio debut. Let's go.
Bam, bam, bam. Hold on, let me get the horns. All right, go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm a college coach, I don't know how much I'm putting into a high school player's senior year because I'm really going to, you know, try and instill my, you know, coaching style on them when they get to my team. So, you know, if a person sits out their senior year, I don't think that would hurt their
It's not like they're missing out on the coaching because you're going to re-coach them anyways.
Yeah, you're just basically that senior year is just making sure they're staying healthy and they can still perform. So, if you can, you know, stay healthy and show your training and show your coach that you have that ability, I don't see why sitting out's that big of a deal.
But speaking of the slippery slope that we've talked about a lot, it's been a slippery slope a lot of times throughout the show. But this is something that we could see kind of snowball, just like how we saw it with Christian McCaffrey. He was really one of the first big name players to not play in a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And then now every year you have to check ESPN.com to see who's playing in the bowl games. And if this works out for Jaden Blue and he becomes, what if he goes on to win the Heisman at Texas? And it's always in his storyline that he didn't play his senior year. How many players out there are going to take one out of the Jaden Blue book and not play their senior year?
The blueprint.
The blueprint.
The
blue. So it's one of those things that I think is definitely something to keep an eye on.
I think coaches will regulate that more than anything. They'll offer their scholarships at later times, making sure that they with the expectation that they'll play the senior year.
So. But then I was thinking about this is a high school football show, a high school sports show, not even just football. It's actually a softball show.
Softball,
if you didn't know. But you mentioned when these coaches offer kids that are like in eighth grade, and it's kind of gimmicky, but at the same time, Mack Brown was notorious for offering local kids, really really early. And half of it is projecting, but half of it is the other half is all the other side of the coin is you don't want to miss out.
Mm-hmm.
So if Coach A decides to start waiting longer so that the kid doesn't sit out, so that he has that senior year of tape, then Coach B will just say, well, if you're not going to offer him early, I will. I don't care if he plays. Look at him. He's already 6'5", 200-something pounds.
Yeah, he's already the same size as my running back, so why am I not recruiting him?
So
kids are already getting, 30-plus scholarships that whoever's just on. I had, getting offers from everybody. It's really up to the kids to decide where they're going to go. So if you offer them early, you show belief in them, but it doesn't really change the fact that they're going to end up getting these offers, and they're going to, have to make that decision at the end of the day from, looking at the list of teams.
It's kind of like when I watch The Voice with my mom. They hardly ever pick the coach that turns first,
Dude, they never do.
They never do. But hey, shout out to Shay.
Yeah.
Radio debut. Shay Hogan. Hey. Radio debut.
There we go.
Does your dad want to sponsor the show? Anyways. Man, Snoop, great show. What was your, just kind of recap the show.
We started off the show talking really at depth about, because we are a softball show, about the Georgetown softball Eagles in the state championship game, state semifinal game tomorrow. Red McCombs Field, right next to Dish Falk Field, as the regionals are going on.
As Texas plays Southern University.
Yes, tomorrow Georgetown will be playing.
Shout out to HBCUs.
For real. that's a whole nother topic we could go down. Maybe we can even bring back Imani to talk about going to HBCU. Who else? You know what?
We need to have JB.
JB at Texas Southern. But have you seen the baseball players from McCallum that signed to go to Houston Tillotson?
Yeah, that's
which
perfect.
Is an HBCU. That's incredible. And that is real progress.
Mm-hmm.
We get non-African-American players going to HBCUs to compete in athletics. It's really going, I think, for the culture, it's a good thing. Anyway, how did we get off on that? Softball. Tomorrow, Georgetown, Aledo, 1 p.m., McCombs Field. Dripping Springs versus Rouse. Let's take a quick listen in.
Corpus Christi veterans. Dripping Springs won that game on a walk-off.
Yeah, Dripping Springs is leading 1-0, top of the third. We're heading out to Concordia after we sign off the show tonight. So it was fun. Had lots of guests. It was good. Zach, your hosting skills are increasing.
Yeah, I mean, this show is just made by the guests. I mean, obviously it's easier because you guys are so awesome, and Nolan's cousin named Shay is also so good on the radio debut, shout out. But this show goes as the guests go, so huge shout out to all of the guests.
Braylon James, Braylon, Del Valle.
Yeah, let's run through it.
Yeah, we got
Braylon James, Del Valle, wide receiver, just picked up that Division I offer from University of Texas. 31 offers now. Megan Lee, class of 22, returning to Leander to hopefully revenge season and is a returning all district player. She's ready to lead that team in the outfield with no Bailey Brandon next year. Noah Ruin, Leander baseball all district, signed
Prisma
to Tyler.
Edmondson is going to do just fine filling in Bailey's shoes. Anyways, go ahead.
Signed to Tyler College, coming off a year that Leander baseball really has been a part of a Leander program across the board that's really starting to bounce back. Cedric Roberts didn't call into the show, but huge shout out to him picking up that offer from Boston College. We talked a little bit about both Hendrickson and Hutto really being Division I kind of powerhouses of the defensive line.
I think he shied out.
Paul Rodriguez, recon athlete. LJ Martin, great interview.
He was.
Really going nuts in 7-on-7 and really kind of stepping his recruiting game up too. Receiver at Hutto.
He wears the number one. So that's what kind of player he is. He's going to have a huge senior season. And I think, like, when you think of Hutto receivers, you're going to think Jay Lambert. But LJ Martin, dude.
Dude, Jay Lambert is so good.
Yeah.
He is so – he's, like, the best receiver you've never heard about.
Yeah.
Dude, he's so good. If you're in the area, if you're in College Station, or if you're here in Austin next weekend, you can make it out to Westlake to watch SQT, you gotta watch Hutto, and you gotta watch out for Jay Lambert.
They got some ballers out at Hutto.
Yeah. Final guest of the show that we had, Max Swanson, like Travis, defensive back, ready for a breakout season this year. Snoopy, you're calling it.
Yes, I think Lake Travis is going to win District 26-6A. I still think Westlake will win state, but I think Lake Travis is going to win the district. Isn't that crazy? I don't know. I just hope they both don't go Division One. That's all I'm hoping. We got like 2 minutes.
Yeah, so. Shout out to you guys, man. Shout out your cousin Shay. He's having great takes and great on the mic.
Hall of Fame debut. Yeah,
Hall of Fame debut. One of the best. Shout out to the Horn for giving us the opportunity to do this show every Thursday
night.
Shout out everybody that follows us on social media at FLXATX. It's up from now on. Shout out all my G's. Shout out God. Shout out gang.
Shout out the boys. Shout out my fam. Shout out Shay for being out here from Delaware. He's living in Arizona, go to university, but shout out y'all. Shout out Flex. Shout out Snoop. Love you, Snoop.
Hey, love you too, though. Whoa.
Hey, and that's
we're brothers. We're family now.
Hey, love is love.
Shay, shout outs.
I guess shout out to everybody here. I appreciate being on. I didn't realize I'd be on the radio today. But
yeah. Turn up.
Yeah, you think you would have dressed up if you knew you were going to be on the radio. You know?
Yeah, put your makeup on or something.
What the heck? Heck. I say heck. I don't curse. Check me out on Fox 7 tomorrow, 9:45. I'll talk about Dripping Springs Rouse. Also, Georgetown versus Aledo.
Talk about
baseball.
Braylon James.
You know what? On Fox, what, Nolan?
Is Dripping still winning?
1-0, top third.
Okay.
There's a lot of game left. I'm going to get there, and it's going to be too much game left. Not too much, but anyway. Yeah, Fox 7 tomorrow. Check me out. Dave Fralick, Fox 7 Austin. Shout out to 104.9 The Horn, ARN, Lise Hudson, Jason Nasur, Derek Cohen, Trevor Hines,
T-Row,
Christina Killingsworth. Who am I forgetting? Amanda, all our sales girls, Janet.
Aaron
Hogan, Bucky Gobble, of course, Horn Squad family.
Chad Hastings,
Trey Elling, RBKD, Rod Babers, Kevin Dunn, Brad Kellner, Stu Myrick.
Eric Rains.
Rita Blue, Bob Cole.
Other Dave.
Dave Williams, Dave Howard. Shout out DJ 2DQ. We out. Keep looking up. That's where it all is.
Gaylord. Get Gaylord to help you in the shower.